Hello guys, how are you all doing today? Lots of people have been asking for podcasts in English, so I decided to have this extra podcast to make everybody happy. The problem is that I had no idea what to talk about. Then I thought, well, you know, talking about collocations is something that is never too much. That is, I can talk about collocations for hours and hours and hours and people are always going to ask for more. So let's talk about collocations. If you never heard about collocations, you might be asking, what the heck are collocations? To be quite honest, I never tell people that collocation is a thing. You know, phrasal verbs can be defined as a thing. That is, we have a verb plus a preposition or an adverb or both, and the result may be a phrasal verb. For example, look forward to, take off, get up, ran out of, set up, and so on and so forth. As you can see, it's fairly easy to define phrasal verbs. Collocations, however, is not that simple. And why is not that simple? Simply because collocation, in my opinion, is not a thing. Far from that, I usually tell English language teachers and students that collocation is, in fact, a language phenomenon. I know this may be weird, but it's the easiest way to understand this collocation thing. So if you're trying to find the precise definition of collocation, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you're not going to find it. So how do you learn this phenomenon? That's easy. Every time you meet a new word in English, try to learn a couple of words that naturally combine with that new word. For instance, let's say you're reading a text and you come across the word rating. You can look up in a dictionary and learn that rating means a level on a scale that shows how good, important, popular, etc. someone or something is. You can also translate rating into your own language. That's okay, isn't it? You learned a new word, you learned its meaning, you even learned what it means in your own language. The problem is that you haven't learned the way this word combines with other words in English. You haven't seen the collocation phenomenon going on. To realize that, you have to read some examples with the word rating. You may have to search the web for more uses with this word. You have to find words that combine with the word rating. If you're a collocation freak like me, you're going to learn much more. You're going to learn how the word rating is used with other words in English. For example, you may learn the combinations high rating, top rating, low rating, and poor rating. Not only those, but you may also learn the following: 2-star rating, 3-star rating, popularity rating, credit rating, score a top rating among a group of people, lower a company's or country's credit rating, preserve rating, improve rating, and a couple of others. Notice that you don't learn just the word rating, but you learn words that naturally combine with it. This phenomenon of naturally combining a word with other words is known as collocation. We have a keyword, which in this case is rating, and then we go for words that are naturally used with it. We can have any word as a keyword: information, behavior, house, car, computer, ship, bicycle, book, door, accident, possible. Well, any word you wish. All you have to do is pick a keyword and try to find the natural words that go with it. Now, why does that matter? Why does that require attention? Why do you have to learn the common words that are used with keywords in English? Nowadays, we all know that learning how keywords naturally combine with other words in English improves your fluency in the language. So if you want to speak English naturally and produce language just like native speakers do, then you have to learn the common combinations keywords have in English. When you learn and practice and use these combinations in natural contexts, you have much more chances to sound like a native speaker. Of course, there is a pronunciation issue, but if you learn the common combinations of words, you'll sound much better. You'll communicate your ideas way too easier and faster. Do not think that collocation is something too complicated. On one hand, it might be complicated to define it. On the other hand, it is lots of fun to learn collocations. So keep the collocation phenomenon in mind. Next time you come across a new word or words you may already know, devote some attention to learn some common words that combine with it. This will help you get closer to a level of fluency that you wish and others will appreciate. I guess that's all for now. Take care, and I hope you lend me an ear on our next Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast.